is going on, guys? You are tuning into the pilot episode of Twinkie Talk, where you'll be listening to myself, Drew, and my buddy Ross break down and discuss what could be in store for the Minnesota Twins this 2019 season. Now, our podcasting skills are in spring training, you could say, so please, bear with us. What's our starting lineup looking like right now? Okay, we got Buck, Sano. Okay,
so this is how I have my order going. And basically, off how Rocco has been doing it for spring training, I got Kepler batting lead off, and then I got Buck falling at two, Polanco three. And I wasn't sure on Polanco at three or Rosie at three, but I just went with Polanco here. Cruz at four, obviously, and then Rosie at five, Sano six. So if we take Polanco and put Rosie in at three,
yeah,
I would probably drop Polanco down probably almost to ninth to have him flip over the lineup. But
can you say your lineup one more time? Who'd you have leading off?
Right through. Okay, so I got Kepler leading off, playing really? Right through. Batting second, I got Buxton and obviously.
Buck.
Third, got Polanco, shortstop.
Yep.
Fourth, I got Cruz DH. Obviously, five, I got Rosie playing left. Six, Sano at third. Seven, Scope at second. Eight, either Crone or Marlin, depending on who starts at first.
Yeah.
Thinking they'll probably lean with Crone, but I wouldn't mind seeing Marlin start.
And I don't know. Yeah.
Catching probably will be our nine spot, whether that's
Garv.
I'm hoping it's Garv.
It's gonna be Garv, I think.
I hope so. I think he's better. I think we should almost just try to trade or get rid of Castro, especially because we got Williams. Williams. Yeah.
Tortuga, I think they call him. Turtle. The turtle.
El Tortuga, or whatever. Okay, no. So, and then for my opening day starter, it's either between Gibby or Berríos, probably depending on who has a better spring.
Yeah.
Probably Berríos.
I would think.
Like 5'15 Berríos.
You want to know a fun fact about Berríos and Astudillo? He came in because, you know, he batted 316 in the winter league.
Yep.
Well, he comes in to the Twins second. I think it was like his second at bat. They were just doing like a scrimmage, and Berríos was pitching, and second at bat, Williams takes him deep, hit a bomb.
Right, I did see that, and Berríos just started laughing for him.
Jeez, I thought it was funny, but no, that Williams, I think I don't think he's going to, because with Marwin, that's another position player, and he might get, he'll probably go to AAA, honestly, I think.
But the seventh position, so it was like, outfield, right?
Yeah.
Like,
just kind of cutting out. What the hell is that?
My toilet bowl cleaner.
Your dog took your toilet bowl cleaner? Oh, Nova. Cute little pup. But that Williams, he did bat in AAA for the Diamondbacks in 2017 before we got him. He batted 342 in AAA.
Yeah, he did not strike out. But he doesn't strike out.
No, he does not strike out.
So then, like I said, for my starting lineup, obviously one Berríos, Gibby, three Pineda, and then four Odorizzi, five question mark. I could see like Mejia, Colstenberg, Gonzalez, Perez.
You don't like Perez?
No. That was fuck him. We always used to bet against him.
Yeah.
Rangers hammer the over on the other team.
Yep. Well, we did get that Blake Parker in the bullpen. I think he actually could be decent from the Angels.
He'd be all right. Looking for Addison Reed to have a bounce back in the bullpen.
He needs a big bounce back here. Good Lord. There was a few games I saw him just get absolutely rocked.
Yeah, he had the worst year. He had actually a negative war. And so that's hard to do.
Jesus.
Because I was reading an article on, I think it was by Puckett's Pond, maybe?
Yeah. Shout out to Puckett's.
But they were talking about if we sign both Keuchel and Kimbrel. Hold on, I'll be back.
Kimbrel, huh? Alright, so top. Okay, this is my top. This is my top three. Alright. Buck, I'm big on Buck. If he's going to explode in spring training, I think he might be huge this year. He's got to break out. Buck Daddy.
Got it.
Rosie is going to have another big year. Did you know? Okay, so his last 2 years, he's batted almost identical batting average. He batted .288 last year, and the year before that, he batted .290.
So
he's got to get over 300.
What about his on-base percent?
Hold on. No, I'm very big on him. Okay, on base percentage last year, .323 in 2018.
That's not bad.
Year before that, .328. So, and he also had 27 bombs in 2017, 24 last year. I think he gets over 30 this year. He's absolutely killing it, though, in spring training right now.
I bet you we can average 5 runs a game easy.
Oh, yeah. Last year, what we averaged, I think it was like 4.6. Yeah, 4.6 runs per game last season we averaged.
I bet you we go 5-3. 5-3 is my number.
Dude, that's up like New York Yankees, Boston territory.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, that lineup, you know, Scope, he hit 30 dingers 2 years ago. You know, Cruz hit 30-plus.
One of my buddies that's a Brewers fan, he said he does not like Scope. Is it Scope or Scoop? Scope?
I think it's Scope.
Jonathan Scope. Okay.
Yeah.
He said he doesn't like him. He says he's trash. So, I'm like, and that's coming from a Brewers fan, too.
Yeah, he didn't have a great year last year, but Marwin, he's hit 20 before.
Mm-hmm.
Sano's got power.
Sano's got it. I think him, I didn't put him in my top three because I think it's just expected of him to. You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's got a show out. So I got Buck, Rosie, and I'm honestly going to go Polanco.
I also have Polanco. So I put under Polanco, I said number three hitter, .288, .345 on base. .345 on base is pretty good.
Yep.
Got to prove that extension. He just signed, a 7-year extension? I did a little catchphrase. Got to prove the extension. Forget about the suspension.
Hey, you batted .288 in 77 games last year, so.
Yeah, exactly. 300 plate appearances, so that was enough to say it was a legit
season. Almost had 100 hits in half a year. That's pretty impressive. 87 hits.
So, and then my last comment was, is this finally a long-term solution? Or, you know, the Twins, shortstop is like the Vikings quarterback.
Yep.
Never have.
Back
never
to have. The Jason Bartlett days.
Yeah. So, okay. So you, my number three. No particular order. All right. My number one was Pineda.
Okay. I like that, actually, a lot.
Can we get three quality starts out of every five? That's winning baseball right there.
They're saying that he's going to have a strong year, and I can agree with it.
Career 4.05 ERA, and 9.09 Ks per nine. So
that's pretty decent because he was in Yankee Stadium too, and that's a home run ballpark. So
he was obviously first with the Mariners, and then went to the Yankees. But he coming off that injury, he was pitching well. They said last year until he kind of got hurt again. But I mean, he rookie season 3.74 ERA in 2018, 1.89 in 13. But see, he must have got hurt, you know, like for a long time because it shows his rookie season here, 2011.
Yeah, I'm looking at that myself too. 3 years.
Yeah, so I don't recall if he had Tommy John before. I don't think so.
But if you look at that, you can see when he came back after sitting out, what it looks like 3 years, his whip was like
0.83. Yeah. So
that's ERA 1.89.
Yeah, in 13 games. So it must have took him like almost the whole season to come back, and he started the back half. But then, you know, in the low fours, but I don't know, can we get 30 starts out of him this year is the big question.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do we have a number three starter? Because Odorizzi did not really prove that he could be that leaned on guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When we go out there and get 5-6 innings, he had a tough year. I mean, it was probably his worst career year, to be honest with you. 4.49 ERA, 32 starts though. Chomped 164 innings, so not particularly great.
Yeah.
But, can he get his command back? Because he kind of lost it there for a little while. And looking at, like, his whip wasn't terrible, but 1.34, which was above his career.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I mean, it seemed like that. Like I don't see Odorizzi as like a what am I trying to say? Fucking no, I'm getting a call.
Yeah, as you see, pause.
I never saw Odorizzi as like a top 1-2 guy because he started opening day and I thought that was even surprising.
Yeah.
How does Berríos not get that?
That was last year because Berríos was pitching in the World Baseball Classic.
Okay.
He wasn't
okay, it's acceptable then.
But so then my number two guy, and these are in no particular order, like I said.
Yep.
Trevor May, is he gonna be the closer? Is Hildenberger gonna be the closer? So
dude,
just looking up a little stats. So my first kind of like little footnote under May was new closer ? 3-3 for saves last year, and then I went and looked at Hildenberger because I remember he wasn't doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
So his career on saves is 8-14.
Yeah.
So that's pretty dog shit. And then I kind of put a little note on Hildenberger. I like him in 7-8 innings instead. Then I also looked at Rogers.
Rogers, I like a lot this year.
Worse though on saves, he's 2-8 all time.
I think he's a good setup guy.
Lefty matchup.
Yep.
You know, lefty matchup. He's got that nasty curveball. And then the same can be said for Hildenberger. I like him on the righty-righty. He's got that kind of that, not quite sidearms, you know, not 100% a sidearm,
mm-hmm.
but he's not delivering it from up top. So I'm kind of liking that. Depending how, you know, the lineups are coming up, Hildenberger, Rogers in the 7th and 8th, maybe even that Blake Parker, too. I don't know a whole lot about him, but I looked just at his stats because I kind of knew the name, but I didn't really. Name and they were all right for last year, and I also saw that they want to put Romero in the bullpen, so I'm kind of thinking he's more of a long guy though. He's not going to come in just for one or two batters, you know.
He was starting, was it last year, a couple games?
Yeah, he started off really hot.
They even had him in MLB The Show, dude. That's when you know you're big league.
Well, yeah, his first 5 starts, he only gave up 6 earned runs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6 earned runs, and then he got shellacked by Kansas City. They came back versus the White Sox, was good. Was good against the Angels. Good against Cleveland. Then he was kind of mediocre against Texas. But then he got shellacked by the Rays, and they sent him down. So, I mean, his whip was pretty high, 1.42. He was kind of getting himself out of jams. Quite a bit, had a 279 average against him. So, we'll see. I mean, he's a young guy. He was born in 95 or 94, so he's only 24 years old. So, a lot of time left.
What do you think of Tyler Duffy this year? You looking at him at all?
Awful last year. Was he hurt? Did he get hurt ever, or is he just kind of... I can't remember.
I don't know if he got hurt.
Because he was a starter there for a while. Like, the first year he came up, 2015, he was great. And then he was really bad the next year. He had a 6.43 ERA in 133 innings.
Hey, babe.
17. 5.
Crazy.
7.2, so...
Yikes.
I'm not as high on him as I was. Yeah. I think,
he's actually having a decent spring training so far, though.
I think the last pitching spot is going to be between Perez, Mejia, Gonzalez, and Cole Stewart.
You think Mejia is going to come out of the bullpen?
I thought he'd be a starter, though, because he was starting last year, and he was actually fairly good last year.
Okay, so give me your starting five pitching. Berríos, Gibby at two.
Gibson,
yep.
Pineda, if he's healthy, yep. At three. Odorizzi at four. And then, like I said, I either got Mejia, Steven Gonzalez, Cole Stewart, or Perez.
Okay.
So I think those four are going to go for that number five spot, because I don't think the Twins will go a six-man rotation at all.
Okay. I mean,
those four will be going for two spots.
I like your starting, yeah.
But that's a whole nother conversation.
I like your starting pitching. I'd agree with that.
We have, I don't think the Pollards want to spend any more money this year, especially after we signed Marwin. And yeah. I'm not sure if a soft throw on lefty is what the Twins need.
Well, what was it? It was something, I think it was like the Minnesota Twins are the only team that don't have players, except now they extended Kepler quite for 5 years. That's signed beyond 2020.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well, Kep and Polanco now.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're saving up because Buck's going to need one.
Buck's on a 1 year. He's on 1 year this year.
Yeah, Gibby's going to need one. Berríos is going to need one. So they're going to have to spend some money if they want to keep this core together. But they're kind of, I think they're trying to feel out who's worth extending and who's worth letting go this year. It's kind of a make or break year, I think. And I don't know, we'll see how Rocco Baldelli handles it. I've been hearing good things about him.
I've been hearing good things about him, too. I mean, I think our hitting, I mean, like we said, last year we were ranked in the top third of MLB with the 4.6 runs per game. I think we're okay. If Buck Daddy and Sano tear it up, we're more than good.
Even if Buck doesn't tear it up, Jake Cave had a good year last year.
No one
really says anything about him, but... Shit, he made a lot of nice catches out in center. He's only 26. I mean, so let me just read you out the stats. Are 283 at-bats, 13 dingers, 2 triples, 102 strikeouts. So, I mean, to only 18 balls, so not great. But 265 average, I mean, that's probably better than Buck's ever batted, you know? So... I mean, he's not terrible either, but because he's only 1 year older than Buxton, yeah. Actually. But no, I think did you see that quote from Buck? He said he didn't work with anyone but himself this off season to find his swing. So Yeah, I hope that's the case.
Rosario was quoted saying something about his swing that he was looking good in the cage, and then he brought it over to the game, and then he hit two dingers.
Yeah. So yeah, because Buxton career average 2015 129 at bats, 209. 16 298 at bats, 225. 462 at bats in 17, 253, so he's been making progress, but then last year, an abysmal 156, he was injured pretty much the whole time.
He played 29 games, I believe it was, or something ridiculous.
28 games, 90 at bats. I was thinking about actually taking his steals over.
If he can play the whole year, if he can get on, okay, you got to remember also, when he did play in those 28 games, he had a 31% strikeout rate. The one out of three at-bats, he was striking out.
Yeah, that's pretty high. Like, for Buck, at least if you can pound it into the dirt, you can beat it out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just bunt it.
Yeah.
He's the fastest dude in the league, by far.
Games, he had 5 steals, you know.
Yep.
I mean, so we need to just get him on base to mess with the pitchers a little bit, you know.
So, what do you think of the Nelson Cruz signing?
I wasn't sure what to think right away. He's old.
But he absolutely rips.
I know. So I kind of did a little bit more research on it, and they said that his velocity off the bat was the same in his last 2-3 years.
Yep.
So I'm okay with it.
He's beyond consistent.
His last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years have been his best years. 40, 44, 43, 39, 37 home runs.
Yep.
He drops down to 35 home runs. Still a monster year. A little worried about the average dipped from like 270, 280.
256 in last year in 2018.
But he was still getting on base at a 34%.
And he still had 97 RBIs, which was the fourth most in his career. Like, he almost had 100 RBIs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's getting people in. He's hitting the ball. He's putting it in play.
He don't have to play the field, you know. He can just sit in that DH spot. You know, he rips a double in the top of the ninth. We're going to sub him out, you know, for a studio. Just kidding on that one. But for someone, yeah, no, so I'm good with it. I like it. I think he strikes out a lot, but he also draws a lot of walks. So
He has no registered batting average because he hasn't recorded a plate appearance. Because he got beaned once, and then he got walked, and he scored twice on both those when he got on base.
Who's that?
Cruz. Nelson. He got beaned. He doesn't have a hit. Yeah. He doesn't have, like, a recorded hit.
Well, I didn't know you. I was like, oh, man, he's played for, like, 10, 12, 13 years.
No. In spring training, I'm talking.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
in spring training this year.
Got you.
He's gotten beaned and a walked, and he's scored twice. But he doesn't have a recorded batting average because he hasn't recorded a plate appearance because he hasn't put the ball in play.
Can't stop, won't stop. I didn't realize Marwin can move on to the next sign. Love this one. Kind of heard the rumblings about it all offseason until it actually came true. Love this move. I was just going to talk about it. 2018 games by position. First base, 24. Second base, 32. Third base, 3. Shortstop, 39. Left field, 70.
He plays everywhere.
Center, 2 games. Right field, 1 game. He does everything but pitches and catches. You know, so.
Dude, he's great. He's awesome. He can play anywhere we need. He's like a Robbie Grossman, except he can play infield.
I was just going to say, I think Robbie Grossman's going to be off the team. I just don't see a spot for him.
I don't either.
Look at the Twins roster. We're going to probably have 5 bench guys, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we're going to keep Cave, Gonzalez. That's 2.
What, do you think we keep Tyler Austin?
I hope so, dude. I hope we do, because I think I liked what he did last year for the Twins.
17 dingers. Little average was 230, though, batting average.
Yeah.
A little low, but he hits dingers.
Yeah, he rips. But he only played first base, but I think he plays outfield, too. But I think Adrianza's gone.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Does Gonzalez can play the diamond part?
Yep.
It depends, because it could be between Adrianza. Oh, I take that back, though. So, okay, here's who I think we got on the bench. I think we got Williams.
I think he gets in AAA, honestly. Because they're going to have Castro and Garver and...
Yeah, I suppose he only plays third base, but...
We got
maybe
some...
Maybe we might only go with four on the bench to start the season and have another extra pitcher, too, in the bullpen. But I'd say, obviously, I'm liking Marwin. I think Cave will make it.
Apparently, we have Lucas Duda. I found this out today.
Minor league deal, but I don't think he's really been doing much.
No. He's 1-for-5 in the spring training, so...
Yeah.
Making a little noise.
We need a first baseman. We got Austin. Snow can play first.
I think it's going to be CJ and Austin. Snow will be full-time third. Polanco will be full-time short. Second, Nick Gordon, baby. Let's go.
Nah, Snow's going to play that.
Yeah, no. I want Nick Gordon. I hope he gets his chance sooner than later, because right now we're making all those moves where we just don't have room for him right now.
Well, bad thing is, he only hit 212 down in AAA last year.
Yeah. It didn't help his case at all. But no. This year, he is 2-for-5. Two singles, but he also has 2 Ks as well, which isn't good for the stat sheet.
No, it's not. But, okay, give me another second here.
Yeah.
The only team in our division that is going to... be above 500 like us is gonna be the Indians.
Yeah.
Their
yeah.
teams are just ass.
So this is what we struggle with right now in making the playoffs wise, is that the Yankees and the Red Sox are in the same division, so one of them's gonna have to get the wild card.
Yep, exactly.
Meaning that we either have to get the wild card 2 spot, which is gonna be tough. You got Athletics, Mariners, I mean
Angels,
of course.
Otani.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be a battle with that. And plus, or we have to beat the Indians in the division.
I'm saying we win this division.
I think that's the only choice we have. It's the only choice we have.
I think the Indians can underperform. I think they're let me go look at the roster quick, but I'm pretty sure that their lineup is going to be dog shit.
The Indians? Rosario is just absolutely tearing it up, though. Jesus.
Who is?
Rosario. In spring training.
Kept his 2, though, man. He's got 2 ding spots.
Yeah. I know. I hope he plays enough.
So, the,
Kipnis, Jose Ramirez.
Thing about the Indians, though,
Carlos
is they
Santana.
Got better pitching than we do. You know, they got Clue. Carrasco, Trevor Bauer, Clevinger. Their bullpen's also good.
See, why can't we bring up some prospects that have some potential? Cole Stewart's one of them. Fernando's another one.
So they didn't sign Andrew Miller back, so that's going to be a tough one for them.
That's nice.
But you know what? They usually just retool that bullpen anyway, and we'll trade a couple of... prospects for someone that's really having a good year in the bullpen.
I mean, I think I like what you're saying, looking at this roster and putting in a starting line. Like, their outfielders, I have no idea. Like, none of them sound good to me. Your infield, I mean, they have Lindor, Kipnis.
You know what? Kipnis wasn't very good, though, last year.
He really wasn't. You have Jose, Jose Ramirez.
Oh, they got Carlos Santana back. Okay.
Somehow. But they did get rid of a... Who was it? Their first baseman.
Phillies.
DH.
They hired a Drew girl. Come on.
Hi, Nova.
Hey, hi, girl. Being a little shithead. She doesn't like when I talk on the phone or something. I don't know. It's just something. She must hear something. you know how dogs hear that really high pitched. She must hear something, and it really bothers her when you get on the phone. She'll come and just like attack you because she's like, it must bug her really bad.
Attacks you, huh?
All right. Infield's all right. Lindor, Kipnis.
Yeah, I thought he was on the. Oh, he was on the Phillies last year, and then he re-signed.
So, but their outfield, I mean, unless Naquin turns it around, it's pretty dog shit, man. I mean, Leo's Martin, nothing special. Zimmer, I mean, nothing special. I really think we could win the division. It's going to come down to, can our lineup beat their pitching?
Yep.
And,
I think it has potential too, yes. But can our pitching beat their lineup?
Man, he's 31, you know. He batted 230 last year. They lost Brantley. I don't know, where did he sign at?
I don't know that off the top of my head, actually. He's got to be getting up there in age too, golly.
Well, he signed with the Astros, that's right. But yeah, got a good shot here this year.
I agree. I mean, it's going to be... It's just going to see... I want to see how we start off. Because usually we start off a little bit slow.
Yeah. I was just going to bring that up. If we start off slow again, would we start off 0 for... Man, it was like 10 or something 1 year.
Yeah.
That was long ago.
2017, I believe.
Yeah, because last year we didn't start off terrible.
No. But I remember that 2017 year, so hyped, and then just absolute
the losses
disappointment.
The losses that were not like, they're like one run or walk-off losses, just tough losses too.
Yeah.
Which sucked. But, because we were just coming off that playoff. Well, 2017... Because we made the playoffs. It must have been 2016, right?
Yes. No. Was it? No, it was recently. I remember we were playing poker in the garage.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maybe 2017.
Yeah, it was 2017. Yup.
So it was 2016 that we did get off that 0-10 start or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. We had like, we were what, 59? Yeah, here I got it. So yeah, 59-103.
Yikes. 100 loss season.
That was our first 100 loss season. Man, since we hadn't had one in all of the 2000s.
No, in early 2000s, Minnesota Twins were fun to watch. That was a great childhood.
That was our first 100-loss season since 1982. And then you have to go back to 1955. We've only... And then 1949 when... Yeah, wow. Twins have only had... And then when we were the Senators... There was a bunch of shitty baseball.
Of course.
When we were the Twins, yeah, we've only had like 400 loss seasons. I was surprised they didn't just fire Molitor right then and there. But yeah,
so
the wild card.
I was very confused on Molitor, on his decision to like resign. Was it? Did he resign or was he fired or what was it? Because he is still with the organization, just not in that role as a field manager.
Yeah, no, they pretty much shit-canned him, but they tried to keep him on at something else, and he's like, no, I don't want to do that.
What? So he's not with the organization anymore?
No, he walked away.
Gotcha.
No way I'd want to stay around after someone tells you you're not good enough to be their manager, but you can go do this job or whatever, you know what I'm saying? People kind of look down on you, you know, as a failure and stuff like that. I wouldn't want to do that either.
I guess I can understand that.
But, no, I think he'll try to get a job somewhere else, I assume.
Yeah.
you know, as a manager. I'm sure he's actually probably signed already somewhere else. I mean.
All right, you heard it here, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the pilot episode of Twinkie Talk featuring Drew and Ross. Tune in next week for more spring training content, and don't forget to like and subscribe. And DJ Ross, will you please do the honors and hit the music?
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Generate into something.